Enjoy all the other joyous sounds of the holiday season, too, here on Monitor. I'm your jolly ho-ho-ho-ho host, Gene Rayburn. You just heard was the Christy Minstrels on Monitor.
You can bake a pumpkin pie.
Little me.
Little you. You can bake a pumpkin pie thanks to Libby.
Libby's announces new one-step pumpkin pie mix. It's as easy as breaking an egg. You just stir in two eggs and bake. Nothing to measure. Everything's blended and spiced for you. Now you can home make heavenly pumpkin pie even if you've never tried before.
Yes, it's easy, here's the trick. Libby's one-step pumpkin mix. Just one piece and you'll want to have another.
On Monitor next, you're going to meet a young lady whose wonderful singing has enlivened your listening many, many weekends. Florencia Vicenta de Casillas Martinez Cardona. Oh, wait, hold on now before you start with the who, what, when, where. Florencia, which, let me hasten to add, you know her as Vicky Carr. Ha ha, is that better? Anyway, Vicky is the one to answer questions about herself, and Edwin Newman is the one who asked them.
Vicky, you're certainly up among the top favorites in the world of popular music, but here at Monitor, at any rate, we don't know enough about you. The name, for example, now, Vicky Carr, that's easy to say, but Florencia Vicenta de Casillas Martinez Cardona would be a very hard name to use when leading into a song. How did you get from the long one to the short one?
Well, it was kind of a long story, and as explained to my father, I couldn't very well get that all on a marquee. They would have thought it was a group. So what I did was I shortened my last name, Cardona, down to Carr, and added an R, and I took Vicky from Vicenta. Vicenta is the feminine of Vincent, and in Latin families, you're named for your patron saint.
Well, tell us a little about the family background, Vicky. Where were you born and brought up?
Well, I was born in El Paso, Texas. In a little town called San Juan.
Translate that again.
It's El Paso. Even Texans don't know what I say sometimes. But I was only about 3 months old, and we moved to California, and I was raised in Los Angeles, in the San Gabriel Valley.
You were brought up then in Los Angeles.
Yes, I was.
Is that where you learned to throw a football 30 yards, or is that just
How'd you know about that?
Is that just a press agent's line?
No, that's being the fourth man in all the sports with your brothers. You see, I was the firstborn, and I was constantly around men. In fact, I helped my father being a contractor to lay brick, asphalt, driveways, cement, carried shovels, used wheelbarrows, hot irons on the asphalt. And, of course, when the boys needed the fourth man to make it up, they used to call me out. So I used to go from my tortilla making to throwing a football.
A T-formation quarterback.
I learned that later.
How far did your father carry this Latin approach to family matters? Were you chaperoned when you had a date?
I didn't have dates, so I didn't have to worry about a chaperone.
Until what age did you not have dates?
Until I was a junior in high school. And the only reason that I went to my junior senior prom was because I was the president of the junior class. And I had planned the junior senior prom, and I was also singing with a band that was playing for the dance, so I got to go, but I had to be home by midnight. So it was kind of a funny evening because I didn't get to dance with my date other than getting off the bandstand, and we had the dance quite a ways from home, so I had to get home, and he was very nice.
Your father had no objection to your appearing on the bandstand?
No, this was what was unusual. Actually, what happened is the whole family is quite musical. And my father has a beautiful voice, and he had a chance to try it professionally. But at the time he was married, which he still is, of course, and with four children, and it was a woman that wanted to manage him, and my mother said no. So I think, in a way, through myself, he is realizing maybe his dreams and things that might have happened.
Well, you've got a very successful career underway, Vicki. What experiences have you had that particularly impressed you, pleased you?
Lately?
All right.
Well, of course, firstly, I would say the Royal Command performance.
I do remember those Royal Command performances. They are tremendous
things for the
people who are invited.
Right. Bob Hope was also on the show, and you thought I was nervous. He was pacing the floor, and you would think with all the things that this man has done that it probably wouldn't bother him. But he said with everything he's ever done, he's done about six Royal Command performances, maybe more. But he said this one is the one that really makes him very nervous, more than any other shows that he does.
You were the only American woman there, I believe.
Right.
What about Christmas holidays coming up? You going to do any characteristic celebrating?
I can't. Can't put a piñata up in a room. I'm going to miss that, really, because I'll be here over Christmas, but I'll get to be home for New Year's.
Piñata is a paper thing that goes around in the wind, doesn't it?
Right. No, it's the big pottery thing. And they're made into different forms and characters, and they're covered with tissue paper, and the children break them and get them for gifts and candies that are inside.
Well, anyway, Merry Christmas, Vicki. It's been a great pleasure having you on Monitor.
Thank you.
Of course, on Monitor, we'll look forward to hearing you sing some more.
Thank you.
That was Vicki Carr, and this is Edwin Newman, NBC News.
That's right, that was Edwin Newman, and you're right, Ed. We don't have to look any farther forward than to a few seconds from now. Here's Vicki's latest, The Lesson.
This is the lesson taught to me a long time ago at my mother's knee. She said, "Child, someday someone who loves you will make you cry. Though he loves you, he'll hurt you till you feel you could die. But if he says, 'Forgive me,' forgive if you can, for you are his woman and he is your man. My child, without any thorns, the rose can't be sweet. Well, it's finally happened. Now it's my turn to cry. Oh, my darling, you've hurt me. My man, don't tell me about heartache.
Yes, oh, merry gentlemen and ladies, too. Rest ye with us this weekend on the holiday Monitor Beacon.
Darling, let us have some Chateau Martin wine. Your eyes shine like Chateau Martin's sparkling burgundy. Your ruby red lips are like Chateau Martin's blackberry wine, and your body have some Chateau Martin wine.
I'll bet you hand this wine to all the girls.
And they love it.
The next time you hand a girl a wine, make it Chateau Martin Champagne, the delightful New York State champagne made from choice grapes, carefully selected from the vineyards of New York's celebrated Finger Lakes, to give you that very special Chateau Martin flavor, flavor that bubbles over and adds sparkle to every occasion. The next time you hand a girl a wine, make it Chateau Martin Champagne.
I am nuts about the Chateau Martin wine. My brother, the rock and roll singer.
Chateau Martin Wines, New York, makers of famous Chateau Martin vermouth. Had any lately?
The Conversation Station, WNBC, New York. Gene Rayburn at 20 minutes past the Monitor Hour, and I predict a white Christmas. A musical one, that is, about a minute from now. Meteorologically, we don't want to predict any further ahead than later today, and here's what's in prospect. Snow will be ending in the area extending from Virginia to Massachusetts. That's ending. It'll be colder from the Appalachians to the Atlantic coast and into Florida. Light snow expected in the Dakotas and northern Minnesota and in the central Rockies. Rain will continue in the Pacific Northwest. However, most of the country will have sunny skies.
Are you one who likes to see and feel fine and useful products to show real creative engineering? Well, this is your invitation to examine the broadly patented ANCO anti-windlift windshield wiper blade. See the exclusive airfoil that holds the wiper snug on the windshield, even at turnpike speeds. Note ANCO's superior quality and uniform precision, quite obvious when compared. And when you see the ANCO anti-windlift blade in action on your own car, you really appreciate the great strides the Anderson Company of Gary, Indiana, has made toward greater traffic security for you and yours. You can examine a pair of ANCO anti-windlift wiper blades wherever you see the big, bright yellow ANCO windshield wiper replacement service cabinet. Watch for it. Your ANCO dealer's trained serviceman can quick-fit your car with the correct pair of ANCO anti-windlift blades or refills in seconds. It's a good place to buy gas, too.
Know what the most popular of all modern Christmas songs is? Well, it's the one that's been sung or played by just about everybody in the business. But the most famous version of all is by Bing Crosby. That's right, White Christmas.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the one. Treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm
So much for Christmases to come. Now Monitor turns back to Christmas past, as recollected by one of our Monitor family, our very good friend, Joe Garagiola.
When I start thinking about Christmas, there's always one Christmas. Well, I'll just never forget it. I was about 10 years old, and walking to school, I'd always see this sheepskin coat was in the window. And I guess many of you, when you hear me say that, you'll think about that scene in the movies. I've seen it too, where a little kid presses his nose up against her and he wishes he had it. Well, that was about the name of the game as far as I was concerned for this coat. It just looked so warm. And, of course, like most kids, I had an older brother, so I didn't have a custom-made tailor. Whatever my brother didn't wear, that's what I put on to go to school. And this coat, every time I'd go by it, it just looked so warm in that window, and I just wanted it so badly, and I'd even pray for it. And I know one time I went to confession, and I made up a sin. I said that I talked to God, and I asked him for a sheepskin coat. Now, how that was going to help him, I don't know, but I wanted this coat. And, of course, my father and my mother, my mother still doesn't speak English. My father didn't speak English either, worked in a brickyard, and the most money he ever made was $50 a week. But I was still hoping and praying for this sheepskin coat. This was the thing. So we never had a Christmas tree. And on Christmas Eve, when we'd go to bed, we always put a chair by the bed, just a regular kitchen chair. And usually you'd wake up, you'd find an apple, an orange, and a small toy or something. Well, this Christmas morning, I got up, and there was this coat. It was draped over the chair. And I remember jumping out of bed, and I got down on my knees, and I put my head right inside the lining, and almost, I guess, I looked up and I said, "Thanks, God, you did a good job. Boy, what a job you did." And I had this coat, and I put it on, and of course, I still had my BVDs on. I'm running around with my BVDs and this sheepskin coat, and I didn't see my father right away. And then I spotted him, and here were these big tears coming out of his eyes, and that's when I really realized what happiness tears were, because my father was happy that he was able to make me so happy. So when I think about Christmas, I always think about happiness tears, and I just hope that everybody has them.
Well, everybody's got them now. There isn't a dry eye in the house, and I'm not being facetious. That was a most moving story and only proves once again that Monitor's Joe Garagiola is truly one of nature's noble men. Very Merry Christmas to you and your family, Joe, from all of us here at Monitor. Is coming to town. Monitor comes to your town via NBC Radio every weekend in the great Southwest over KTSM El Paso, Texas. This is Gene Rayburn. this is Bob Considine. In just 10 minutes, I'll be with you on monitor for one of my weekend reports on NBC Radio.